From Spark and Anvil and Microbe Lab, this is Shimmer in Chapter 1 of the Microbe Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
In the darkest corner of the Microbe Lab, where someone had switched off every lamp on purpose, a small round microbe tween named Shimmer sat perfectly still in a jar of black water and slowly, softly, began to glow. She hadn't moved. She hadn't flapped or spun or done anything a person would call work. She just breathed, and the water around her went from black to a faint, cool blue, like moonlight leaking up from the bottom of the sea. Two students had wandered in looking for the light switch. Now they were frozen in the doorway, mouths open, staring at her.
You're glowing, one whispered.
I know, Shimmer said, not moving. Watch what happens if you nudge me. The student reached in and gave the water the tiniest swirl. The glow flared, a bright pulse of blue-green rolling out across the jar, then fading again to that patient, breathing shine. The other student gasped without meaning to. That's the whole trick, Shimmer said gently. I don't borrow this light from a lamp or the sun. I make it, inside me, right now, in the dark, out of nothing you can see.
Shimmer had not always loved the glowing. When she was small, drifting in the black water of a quiet bay, the light had felt like a problem. Everything else in the deep sea knew how to hide, to go dark, to disappear. And here she was, lit up like a lost candle, unable to switch herself off. Why do I shine? She'd think, pressing herself against a cold rock, when the whole world is trying to stay hidden. Then came the warm night. A wave rolled in toward the shore, and every microbe in it, thousands, millions of them, all like Shimmer, lit up at once as the water tumbled. The entire sea burst blue-green along the sand. And a child, standing at the edge of the tide, made a sound Shimmer had never heard before. A gasp, half laugh, half wonder, the sound a person makes when the world turns out bigger and stranger than they thought. An old glowing microbe drifted close in the shining water. You hear that? She said. That gasp? We made that. The smallest things in the whole sea, making a light big enough to fill a bay. She turned her soft blue face toward Shimmer. You've been treating your glow like a place you can't hide. It isn't. It's a gift you can't help giving. Shimmer never felt strange about shining again. The heaviness she'd carried, I'm too bright, I stand out, I'm too much, didn't vanish exactly. It just turned into something she could hold, the quiet knowing that even the tiniest life can make beauty far bigger than itself.
She came to the Microbe Lab at 12 because a place that studied the smallest living things ought to understand the ones that make light. Photo, the mentor who ran the energy workshops, met her at the door. He didn't ask her to prove she was clever. He asked one thing, show me what you do. Shimmer didn't answer with words. She asked him to close the shutters, took a beaker of plain dark seawater, and cupped her hands around it. She breathed, and slowly the water bloomed, soft, cool blue, until the whole beaker was a small held lantern in the dim room. It's not doing anything, Photo said, testing her, though his eyes had gone wide. It's working, Shimmer said. Two special ingredients meet inside me, the way flint meets steel, only gentler. And instead of heat, the energy comes out as light. No fire, no burning, just shine you could hold in your palm and never feel warm. She let the glow fade back to black. Fireflies use the same trick, so do I, made by something far too small for you to see. Photo looked at the dark beaker for a long moment, then at her. You belong here, he said.
Shimmer's workshop was the one everyone entered blinking, because she kept it dim on purpose. A boy came in one afternoon, arms crossed, unimpressed. My cousin has a glow stick. You crack it, it lights up. Big deal. That's just a lamp you snap. Shimmer smiled. Close, but your glow stick can only do it once. Watch this. She stirred her jar. It flared and settled,
flared and settled, patient and endless. I'm alive. I don't run out. I make the light fresh, over and over, as long as I'm fed. Then she brought out a small clay fish with a hollow pocket in its belly and tucked a pinch of glowing water inside. The fish lit up from within, a soft lantern swimming in her hands. "Here's my favorite part," she said. "This little fish can't make light on its own. It never learned the trick. So it teams up with microbes like me. It gives us a safe, warm pocket to live in, and we give it a lantern to carry into the dark." She let the boy hold the glowing fish. Down in the deep sea, real fish do this. Certain squid do it. The anglerfish with the little light dangling in front of its face, that light is us, glowing for it. It isn't magic. It's a partnership made of light. The boy turned the fish over, watching it shine only because of the tiny lives inside it, and forgot entirely to be unimpressed.
When the workshop emptied, the boy came back with one more question, quieter now. "When you're just sitting there in the dark," he said, "not glowing yet, how do you know the light's still in you?" Shimmer thought about the black water of the bay, and the child gasping on the shore, and the old microbe's soft blue voice. "You feel it," she said. "That's the honest answer. There's a hush right before, a full, waiting, about-to-shine feeling, like the second before a wave breaks. It isn't emptiness. It's everything I'm about to give, held quiet and ready." She looked toward the shuttered window, toward the dark sea beyond it. You never have to be big to make something beautiful. Sometimes the smallest glow is the one a person carries in their chest for the rest of their life, the one they close their eyes and still see. The boy cupped his hands the way she had, as if he might be holding a little light too. And in the dark room, watching her breathe her soft blue shine, he felt it, a slow, glowing hush of wonder, the quiet awe of something too small to see, making a light big enough to fill the whole quiet dark.
You've been listening to A Spark and Anvil Chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501(c)(3) public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Shimmer. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0. For educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.